Radio Prague News.
The Czech president has warned of a super holocaust, leaving hundreds of millions dead if Islamic State is not stopped. The foreign minister has come out strongly against the president's call for military action against Islamic terrorists. And Tomáš Berdych has beaten Rafael Nadal to reach the semi-finals of the Australian Open. The Czech president, Miloš Zeman, has warned of a super holocaust, leaving hundreds of millions dead if Islamic State isn't stopped. Speaking in Prague at a conference marking the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, Mr. Zeman said that Islamic State was similar in nature to Germany's Nazis at the start of the 1930s. He called for unified armed action against Islamic State led by the United Nations Security Council and warned that more terrorist attacks would need to occur before the public realized it was impossible to negotiate with terrorists. The Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lubomír Zaorálek, has expressed strong opposition to the kind of joint military action against Islamic terrorism proposed on Tuesday by President Miloš Zeman. In a statement, Mr. Zaorálek asked whether a crusade should be launched, and if so, against whom and where. Against jihadist groups from Senegal to Somalia, against Libya, Yemen or Pakistan. Nonsense, wrote the minister. Mr. Zaorálek said Muslims needed to take a leading role in curing the cancer of radical Islamic ideology. He said Arabs in particular should demonstrate that murder and terror are not the true face of Islam, adding that he did not believe in further Western military intervention in Syria, Iraq or, and I quote, God knows where. Last year, 233 couples entered into registered partnerships in the Czech Republic, 32 more than in 2013. The majority of the pairs, 148, were men. Close to 4,000 gays and lesbians have entered such unions since the institution was introduced by Czech legislators 8.5 years ago. Prague councillors have approved a possible return to paper long-term public transport passes that would start in March. The paper passes could be introduced if the city loses licences for the open card electronic card system that was brought in to replace them. Open card contracts signed by previous Prague governments are reported to have been overpriced. Mayor Adriana Krnáčová said last week the city was prepared to introduce paper coupons in order to avoid being forced to pay for new licences under pressure of time. The Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych has beaten Rafael Nadal 6-2, 6-love, 7-6 to reach the semi-finals of the Australian Open. It was the first time Berdych had beaten the Spaniard in 18 attempts in a period stretching back more than 8 years. The Czech will face Andy Murray on Thursday for a place in the final of the first Grand Slam tournament of the season. A famous villa on Prague's Kampa is set to become the Voskovets and Verich Arts and Social Centre in honour of the great Czech actress Jan Verich, who lived there, and Jiří Voskovets. It will be operated by the Jan and Meda Mladek Foundation. The authorities in Prague 1 voted on Tuesday to rent the Verich Villa to the organisation. The future of the building had been the subject of speculation since 2002, when it was damaged in flooding. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.